From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. The U.S.-led coalition battling the Islamic State unleashed an unprecedented wave of airstrikes in support of Iraq's operation to retake Mosul, according to officials Monday. A week after Iraqi forces launched the offensive to push IS jihadists from their last major bastion in the country, the U.S. envoy to the anti-IS coalition said Monday that an air war had reached its highest level yet. Brent McGurk on Twitter said, "All objectives have met thus far, and more coalition airstrikes than any other seven-day period of war against ISIL. There were 32 strikes with 1,776 munitions delivered," according to a spokesman for the coalition. Migrants lugging meager belongings boarded buses Monday, taking them away from Calais jungle under a French plan to raise a notorious camp, a symbol of Europe's refugee crisis. Scores lined up in pre-dawn cold outside a hangar. They're supposed to relocate at least 2,500 people the first day. Indian police Monday killed at least 21 rebels in a shootout in eastern India, according to a local police officer. Police said they ambushed a meeting of 30 to 40 Maoists in a forest near the border of Odisha and Andhra Pradesh states. Russia said Monday it's not currently considering a new truce in the Syrian city of Aleppo after a brief ceasefire ended at the weekend. Sergei Rybinkov said the question of renewing the humanitarian pause is not relevant now. This is VOA News. Five French nationals died Monday when a small plane crashed shortly after takeoff from Malta's international airport, according to the island's government. The plane had been chartered by French customs and had been involved in the surveillance of people and drug trafficking off Malta, according to a government statement. It added there was no indication of an explosion on board prior to the crash. Two children and another civilian were killed, along with a soldier, in firing across the border between India and Pakistan, according to officials on both sides of the border Monday. Pakistan's military said an 18-month-old girl and another civilian were killed on its side of the border in unprovoked firing by the Indian Army. The Indian police said the late-night heavy exchange of firing occurred in its RS Pura sector, killing an Indian border security guard and a six-year-old boy. The firing took place across the border between Indian-held Kashmir and Pakistan's Punjab province. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's fiery rhetoric and deadly crime war are becoming a growing concern around the world, according to the top U.S. envoy for Asia in a warning Monday in Manila. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for East and Asia Pacific Affairs Daniel Russell met with the Philippines defense and foreign ministers Monday after Duterte announced last week his nation's separation from the U.S. Duterte quickly walked back on that statement, saying he did not plan to sever the nation's alliance with the United States. A Hong Kong court Monday heard how British banker Rurik Jetting tortured one of his victims for 3 days as his trial opened into the killings of two Indonesian women at his upscale apartment. Jetting had earlier Monday pleaded not guilty to two counts of murder on the grounds that he diminished responsibility. Instead, he pled guilty to manslaughter. The prosecution, meanwhile, rejected the lesser plea. The judge heard Jetting filmed the both women on his iPhone, and jurors were warned that the footage was very shocking. Peace activist Tom Hayden, whose radical views were at the forefront of the anti-Vietnam War movement in the 1960s, has died. He was 76. Hayden's wife, Canadian actress and author Barbara Williams, told CNN that he died late Sunday at UCA Medical Center in Santa Monica, California, from complications related to a stroke. He served almost two decades as a California lawmaker, and he was at one time married to political activist Jane Fonda. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.